stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach's birthday edition.
Hello, as we suffer all kinds of technical glitches today,
Josh. Yeah, what's going on here?
I don't know.
The intro music sounds a bit laboured.
It's going a little bit slow, a little bit fast.
It's kind of like, oh, I don't really feel like doing the show today.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Sad news, Josh. We missed the registration window for Bridge to Brisbane.
No.
I just looked up the website. They are closed.
That is an absolute bloody shame because I really wanted to run 10Ks to the city centre rather than sleep soundly in my bed. One person who did do the Bridge to Brisbane was Chris from Switched on Brisbane. Switched on's very own. Chris.
There we go. Doing his bit for charity?
I don't know. That's what I said to him. I'm like, you know, what's all this about? You get a medal or something like that? And he said, no, I got a T-shirt and a free Sunday mail.
Whoa, there you go.
Which, I mean, anyone can get a free Sunday mail if you wait till Monday. But, mate, I mean, your birthday was on Friday. How was it?
It was lackluster at best.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed I didn't get an update as to what you were doing on the night thereof. Tell me you weren't...
That was the interesting thing, Josh. I didn't do anything at all. I mean, I was at home with my housemate Dave, I guess, and a couple of his friends. They stepped out to get some lunch. Or some dinner, rather. I wasn't feeling the best, but I said, look, boys, if you go into this particular place, please pick me up some chips.
Of course. Lovely.
They didn't
go. Bit of birthday indulgence.
They did not go to that place, but they still bought me back the wrong chips.
Nightmare situation. So your year is off to a bad start.
Yeah, and Dave's up $5. Maybe.
Josh and Zach, running at your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, a segment that we very rarely do on the Josh and Zachary show, and for good reason, it's phone topics.
Yeah.
And the reason we don't do it is because a lot of times people can't get through. I guess because maybe the reason would be is...
copper can only handle so much data at one time.
Bingo.
Yeah. So when you got a whole heap of people trying to cram through the same small door...
Yep.
In this analogy, it's the phone line.
Of course, yeah.
You're going to have troubles.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants to get on. Oh, let me talk to the boys. Let me share my story that relates to a similar story or a news article that these guys have read.
Yeah, hold on a minute. It's probably not good enough for the show, but we enjoy your enthusiasm.
Exactly. We've begged and pleaded to the presidents of Switch to say, look, upgrade the phone lines, and they've just shook their heads no. And they drive around in their Lamborghinis, and I wonder to myself, where is all that funding going? But I think another reason is maybe we're not being specific enough.
Okay,
I think maybe we should be more specific.
So if we guided them a little bit more what we want, they might call up.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to take that on board with a story that happened to me this week, and I'm going to throw it to the listeners and see if a similar story has happened to them. So the story goes as such. Bought some new pants from a shop for work. Now, I like my pants nice and tight when I'm at work.
Everybody does.
I mean, I like to, you know, just kind of hug the thighs, you know, that kind of thing. And they're kind of fashionable as well. I like to feel like a Pirates of Penzance when I go to work with my tight pants. So Friday we went for lunch, just me and the boys from work. So when you go to work, when you go to lunch, you grab your wallet, you throw that in your back pocket. Your keys, your front pocket, and your phone in the other front pocket. That's how I coordinate things in my pants.
I've seen people with their phone in their back pocket.
Stupid.
Stop.
And their wallet up the front?
Never, ever put your wallet in your front pocket.
So I've got all my stuff in my pockets and everything. And off we go to lunch. And I order my food. And I think to myself, hang on a sec, I need to go to the bathroom. So off I went to the bathroom. Now, as I came back, my friends were already sitting down. And they're enjoying their meal. So I come back, I've got all my stuff in my pockets. My pants are so tight now because I've got all my stuff in my pocket. As I sit down, Zach, on my right-hand side, a small, maybe centimeter gap has split from my seam.
Okay, your pants are too tight.
And
that's what's happened there.
A hole, my leg is exposed. My friend, for some ungodly reason, he panics and he goes, whoa, 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 hang on, mate. And then grabs with his fingers the two bits of
fabric. He's going to hold you and he thinks you're going to bust out.
And he squeezes and he kind of like pushes them back together. And he's just holding me like that. And I'm looking at him going, what are you doing? I mean, if my pants have split, let them split. I mean, the fabric has come apart a mere centimeter. It's not the end of the world. Just relax. A small gap in my pants. I ate my food and we went back to work.
Okay.
So that doesn't sound like too much of a good story. But
sounds like a long story.
We're going to open up the phones. 3-2-2-1-0-1-9-7. It's Josh and Zachary's phone topic of the week. Call now. So far the lights have not lit up on the phone board.
They've not.
Obviously there's a bit of traffic. So we'll just play the waiting game.
Okay.
Big plans for the weekend, Zach?
Well, the weekend's almost over, as you know, Josh. We normally round out everybody's Sunday from 2 to 4.
Yeah, that's right. And everyone just goes to bed straight away, get up ready for work, and just count down the days till next Sunday, 2 o'clock. still no movement on the phones?
No, the phone lines.
Maybe they didn't hear it. Hang on, I'll just play it again. 3-2-2-1-0-1-9-7. It's Josh and Zachary's phone topic of the week. Call now. Zach,
yeah.
You have a caller.
Hey! Here we go.
Paul from Windsor, how are you, mate?
G'day, guys. Love you. Love the show.
Oh, great news. Listen, mate, has this ever happened to you? You've sat down, you've had too much stuff in your pockets, your pants have ripped no more than a centimetre on your right-hand side pant leg on the seam, and has a friend of yours tried to reach over and hold you in?
It happened to me just last week.
There we go.
That's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, they said the phone topics don't work on radio, Zach.
Yeah, well, we got news for them.
There you go. You listen to Josh and Zach. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. We'll be straight back after this. Stick around. It must be weird for people to kind of get a vibe from something like that. Just anyone on the street get a vibe of how they're seen in the public.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And someone who kind of is doing a bit of research into that is our very own Miley Cyrus.
Okay, excellent. It's about time she got into the research field.
She's, I mean, a lot of people have mixed emotions about it or mixed feelings about it.
I don't. Not safe for broadcast, no.
Well, she's donned an outfit as part of the Jimmy Kimmel show. She's gone and put herself in a bit of an outfit, disguised herself, if you will. Went up to the general public, a bit of a vox pop situation, and just basically asked them what they thought of Miley Cyrus. Let's have a listen.
All right, everyone, Janet here. With, what's your name?
Carl.
Do you know anything about what's going on here in LA this weekend? The VMAs. Have you heard about who's hosting this year? They've got Miley Cyrus as the host.
That's cool, I guess.
All right. If you like her. Do you like her? What's your opinion?
No, she's not one of my favorite.
What would you say if Miley Cyrus was your daughter?
No problem. I just like Taylor Swift better. I think she's starving for attention, and that's why she's doing it all crazy like that.
It's exactly... You took the
words
right.
She's missing something somewhere.
In her heart, probably, you know, in her deep soul.
I mean, harsh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A huge wide awakening for poor old Miley Cyrus to have to sit there and hear all that kind of caper. But I thought to myself, Zach, I wonder what people think of the Josh and Zachary show.
Brilliant.
So off I went to the streets of Brisbane, put on a bit of a disguise, and went and found out a little bit about what they think about the Josh and Zachary show. The only thing is, and this has completely eluded me, when you interview people on the street, before you let them leave, you have to get them to sign a waiver.
Okay.
I didn't get them to sign a waiver. I have had to bleep their responses out, but I think you kind of get the idea.
G'day everyone, this is Josh from the Josh and Zachary Show hitting the streets of Brisbane to find out what people really think of the station Switch 1197's hosts Josh and Zachary. Let's find out. G'day sir, I was wondering if you've listened to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. And what did you think of the Josh and Zachary Show? Now you're shit, mate. You're shit! Hi, ma'am, I was wondering if you listened to the Josh and Zachary Show. Oh, that's lovely language for a woman. That's lovely language! The Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. Oh, I've heard just about enough of this. Come here. Come here, you little prick. Don't disrespect. He assaulted me first, officer. He assaulted me first. What do you mean you've never heard of the Josh and Zachary Show, officer? I want my phone call! Hey, any of you boys listen to the Josh and Zachary Show? So, not all positive reviews.
No, not quite.
We're not going out of there safe and sound for the shows. Josh and Zach, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
And what a lovely, lovely weekend it's been.
It has rained.
Bit of rain.
Bit of bloody rain. Rained all day yesterday. Actually, that reminds me. Here's a bit of a joke, Zach, that I usually tell when it's raining profusely like this. And the Switch on the Switch 1197 listeners can use this, obviously, at their whimsy. Oftentimes, if it's raining so heavily, I often look up at the sky and say, "Hey, King Neptune, you're supposed to be in the water, not the sky." Usually people laugh at that.
Yeah,
point.
Okay. That's an interesting reaction would have.
A bit perplexed. I've never actually had that reaction. A complete stare down. Zach, would you believe it? We've got enough content to do this segment, which we thought we would never get to do again. When nuns go bad. When nuns go bad on the Josh and Zachary show. We've only ever done it once before.
And it was a doozy.
Nun over there in Italy found herself pregnant, and she was hiding behind a miracle of God. And I don't know if people bought it, but they adopted the...
I'm sick of people using religion as a shield.
Oh, 1,000 times I've done it. I mean, I usually get caught speeding down the highway.
Yeah,
and then,
sorry, officer, but it's Lent.
Zach, a Wild West nun who defied Billy the Kid and lynch mobs, could become a saint. See, this is kind of like, we go nuns go bad as in they've done bad things.
Yeah.
But this is nuns gone bad as in she's a bit of a badass.
Oh, like, oh, she bad. That sort of thing.
Exactly like that.
I'll never do that. that ever again.
So the story reads about this nun who's about to become a saint. Or the process, the very lengthy process to become a saint. Mm. Story reads, Sister Blandina Segal... Ooh, maybe Steven Seagal's sister.
It could be.
She gains success, or she gains accolades for exploits such as standing up to the original Billy the Kid and stopping a bloodthirsty lynch mob.
But is it standing up to Billy the Kid?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to very well shoot a nun,
no,
is he?
I mean, who would? I mean, I know the Wild West is indeed that, the Wild West, but how bloody wild were it? Surely they had some guidelines.
I'd imagine.
Be like, oh, what are you going to do?
I mean, if you were robbing trains,
yeah,
and you didn't particularly want, you know, the public's not going to love you.
Yeah, of course not.
But there's going to be some people who are like, eh, he's not all that bad. I mean, I'll cover for him.
How do you...
If you become a nun shooter, though, you've just reduced the pool of people who are going to help you. They'll be like, no, mate, you shoot nuns. Yeah. You're a loose cannon.
Well, it's like, how do you rally the troops for that? Yeah. Like, what are we going to do today, boss? We're going to rob a train. Yeah! We're going to drink all their alcohol. We're going to shoot a nun. We're what?
A lot of people die before they become a saint.
Very much so. Very rarely are you a walking, talking saint. Great title to have, though.
That'd look good on my resume.
Oh, Zach, it says here that you're a saint. What happened there? I don't know.
Did a lot of work on community radio. Didn't get paid for it. They gave me a sainthood instead.
She said she found a member of Billy's gang who had been shot and lay bleeding to death. And the four doctors refused to treat the outlaw.
Mm.
So she spent 3 months carefully nursing him back to health.
And he went on to murder a family.
Well, he said even after he confessed to a murder.
Wow.
It says when Billy arrived to the town, he threatened to scalp the doctors who had left his friend to die.
Good memory. I mean, he's been on a lot of exploits since. You'd imagine the life of the fastest gun in the West.
Mm.
You'd have a lot going on. To specifically remember faces and names of doctors who left your friend to die in what I'd imagine would be a stressful situation.
Of course it would be, yeah.
So you're not necessarily sitting there and actively taking notes. Incredible memory.
Back in those days, too. It's not
anything, Billy the Kid should be renowned for. Don't worry about this nun lady. Let's talk about Billy the Kid and his photographic brain. How great is he?
Believe it or not, yeah. I mean, back in those days, like you were saying, I mean, it's not exactly...
You couldn't take a selfie with him. I'm taking a photo of you, so when I come back...
You'd have to get someone to come and do a police composite sketch. Hey, draw him. Why? Well, I'm going to scalp him when I get back to town.
Just quickly, while you're leaving my friend to die, give me a second to memorize your face, name, and address.
It's a Josh and Zachary show. Zach, the disgruntled dad, he went off and bought his son some shoes. Probably the newest Nike trainers. Probably the in thing, you know, and the kid's all excited. Great. Great news, you know. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. You bought me some shoes. You know, judging by the picture is you're an older gentleman, so you know, you gotta give when you can, and you're not gonna see him graduate, but So, you know, you got to fork out for the shoes for the kid. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
The kid gets home, excited as, probably bypasses straight past mum. You're not my favorite anymore. Get out of here. You know, runs to his bedroom, opens up his box. Lo and behold, what does he find in his shoebox?
A rat.
No, two shoes.
Hello?
They're both right shoes.
Ah.
The kid storms out to his dad, says, you know, you're rubbish, you know, yeah. Mum should leave you and all. I'm paraphrasing, phrasing, of course. Well, turns out that the dad's 44. God, he looks up bad for his age. So the dad, you know, in this situation, you've been dealt some poor customer service.
Yeah, sure.
The kid's all unhappy. Where's my shoes? Yeah. Oh, I've got two.
Oh, now I got my bloody angry kid to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm in a loveless marriage. I'm trying to make it work with my wife. My kid's got two right shoes.
The wife just keeps making the same casserole night after night. I mean, for God's sakes, can she get a chicken breast in there or something?
I would have simply seen this as an opportunity to buy two left shoes and then have the problem resolved.
I would have said, send me two left shoes, you bastards.
Mm.
Well, he's put all the onus on the shoe shop. And rightfully so in this situation. Very rarely do you get to pick your own shoes off the wall and package them and wander on out with them.
And if you're thinking about it, you're working in a shoe shop. Yeah. What's the one thing you should know?
Yeah.
Shoes.
Which one's left which one's right?
Credit if you know socks.
Yeah, of course.
Because you make a little bit on those sales.
I mean,
but primarily, you got to know the shoes. You've got to know if one's a left one's a right.
You need to know 100% shoes.
Yeah.
You can dabble in wallets if you want, leather and otherwise, but you've got to know shoes.
Yeah.
Different story for wallet shops.
Do you think this guy was like maybe a wallet guy who came in straight from the Mr. Minute or something? And
oh, yeah. And he would have just shown his badge. I'm the wallet guy, but I'm filling in for Frank. He's not coming in today. Oh, don't. You don't need to tell me about the shoes, mate. I think I've got it handed.
Yeah, right goes with right, left goes with left. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, in this situation, you're blaming the staff. So in this day and age, you jump on Facebook, you give them a good lambasting.
Of course.
And you say, oi, where's my shoes? My kid's crying, you know.
Yeah, try and chuck in as many adjectives about the young people serving you as possible as well. Pimply faced is a good one.
Yep. Specky.
Slappy
wears glasses.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone on there and instead of doing a bit of a Twitter rant or a Facebook rant or something like that, he thought, well, I'm going to have a bit of fun with these guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, he's a bit of a card.
And these are the stories that we love so much.
Yeah.
You got this old guy, he's basically on his deathbed and he's trying to win the love of his son back.
By sticking it to...
with a pair of shoes, no less. I mean, he's failed miserably at that. It's all gone haphazard for him. So he sends off to the shoe company and he says, look, you've done goofed. But instead of financial retribution, which I'm sure he got in the end anyway, he says, I would like for you to write a letter to my son from Optimus Prime and also enclose a picture thereof of Optimus Prime, hand-drawn. Right?
Having Hang on, what have they got to do with Optimus Prime?
I don't know. I don't know.
This dad's just... Nah.
Optimus Prime does not wear shoes. I'll give you that. I don't know too much about Transformers, but I know that he doesn't strap on his shoes before he goes and saves the world from the Decepticons. Where's my shoes? I got two rights. But the reason I brought this story up is because it's a garbage story. But the picture of the child holding the Optimus Prime picture, a thumbs up, he's happy, his hair's a bit scuffed, but Zach, do you see a black eye on that kid?
I do.
The kid's got a black eye. So obviously the dad's gone. The boy's come out. Hey, dad, my shoes are rubbish.
And why does the dad think Optimus Prime runs the shoe company?
And why is he punching his kid in the face? So many questions.
I think one question answers the other.
We've got
He's insane.
It's a Josh's Zach Show, Switch 1197. Can't be sleeping. Well, we had Mark Gravina call up a little earlier and wish you a happy birthday, Zach.
Yeah, we did.
Like I said, I tried to get all the boys from the other radio shows on the Switch 1197 platform to get together, but look, they were all too busy and they didn't get a chance to do it, Zach. But I thought to myself, one very popular segment on the Josh and Zachary show is Impression of the Week.
Yes, it is.
So, Zach, I was wondering... if we kind of go back into your catalog of characters.
Yeah, there's definitely a catalog.
And see if
we can't get... It's not a post-it note with three names written on it.
And see if we can't get them...
frantically pointing to right now.
And see if we can't have them wish you or call up and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, sure.
What do you reckon about that?
Yeah, no.
Let's kick off this week's Impression of the Week.
It's Zachary's Impression of the Week.
Impression of the Week birthday edition, going back on some of the old impressions that Zach's done and getting them all to wish you a very happy birthday.
I like
Zach.
This. It gives me a chance to sort of
you can revisit
and try and improve.
Because you've kind of honed your skills with the first time round.
Yeah.
And now should be an absolute bloody pro.
It's like the left hand, right hand, mate.
Naturally. Zach, he's taking a bit of time out of filming and he's stopping by to wish you a very happy birthday on his new film, Star Wars. Zach, introduced you to Yoda.
Oh, boy.
Yoda, you got something to say for Zach?
Happy birthday, I wish.
Yoda, when was the first time you met Zach?
Oh, in 1989.
Oh, you were there at his birth. That's good stuff.
Yep.
All right, get out of here, Yoda. Zach, I mean, he's a man of action.
Yeah.
Action films, that is. It's Jason Statham. Jason, say happy birthday to Zach.
Yeah, all right. Happy birthday, Zach.
I don't know how he sounds anymore.
Are you working on any upcoming films, mate?
Oh, yeah, a couple there, mate.
Dedicate them to Zach's birthday, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, mate. He'll feature in the credits. He will.
Well, thank you very much, mate, for stopping by.
Yeah, no worries.
Zach, comedian legend Billy Connolly stopped by earlier in the year for Impression of the Week, and he's come back to wish you a happy birthday. Billy Connolly, you're there.
Happy birthday, Zachary. I left some money in your birthday card.
Oh, yeah? So what does that make it?
Your money!
Billy, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. I couldn't have just left it. Doing really well on the Billy Connolly.
Zach, he's the man of cool, everything cool. It's Arthur Fonzarelli wishing you a happy birthday.
Hey! Happy birthday!
What do you reckon you should do on his birthday, mate?
He should visit Mr. C.
On his
birthday!
And Zach, when he's not taking prank calls, he's having a great time wishing people a happy birthday. It's Guido Hatzis. Mate, say happy birthday to Zach.
Mata. Happy birthday there, mate. I won't kick you in the head there, mate.
That's very generous of you. Any plans for an upcoming album?
Mate, no one wants to hear my shtick anymore there, mate.
Not since the 90s. I mean, Aggro's coming back.
Yeah, mate.
And Zach, let's wrap it all up with the most loveliest lady we've ever met. And we had the privilege of having her on the Impression of the Week a few weeks ago. Zach, she's here to wish you a happy birthday. It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, happy birthday.
What did you used to get up to on your birthday, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, that's going back so long ago.
You hazard a guess?
I used to lift up me skirt for older boys.
It's the Josh and Zach show.
It Mrs. Doubtfire is a bloke, so that's not that's not anything bad. They're allowed to do that. Underwear on underneath.
That's it. Well, mate, I hope you had a good birthday. Good birthday show. And yeah. I guess we'll see everyone next week. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you very much, Mark, for calling in and wishing you a happy birthday.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
Of course, all the celebrities. The Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast will be up on iTunes and Podbay a little bit later in the week. And maybe, if you're lucky, the video of Zach snapping his hands in a mousetrap to better his reflexes for his left hand in anticipation of his right hand coming back. You've only got a couple more weeks left of that cast, don't you, mate?
I got one more week in this one and four more weeks in a new one.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next week. Zach,
stay beautiful, Brisbane.
And here, catch this.
Whoa! Whoa! That was a mousetrap.